This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment.
Hey, we have a question. Were you saying hey as a greeting, or were you kind of acknowledging that hey is actually a snack for horses?
I was sitting here saying if hey is for one thing, it is for chomp chomp horses. My name is Kitty Cat Cappuccino.
Saturdays are for the boys, hey is for horses. My name is Pat Cappuccino.
And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love,
and everything in between.
We're live in the studio with one of the most special girls in the world. Thank you so much for joining us. Put your ears open for Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, hi.
Hi, welcome in. Welcome in.
This is the best day of my life.
We've already addressed that you look perfect.
Yeah, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Your Miu Miu,
the headband was for you.
I'd accept.
The fake ear or eyebrow piercing.
Oh, is that fake? Show,
you didn't know?
Does it come in two?
It's it comes in two. You like glue them on. It's Half Magic by Donny Davy, my makeup
love.
Artist. And I just want to show that I am trying to kiss girls right now. So that's what this is for.
You are trying to. Oh, wow. It does signal that.
Outfit is trying to get a Miu Miu ad, but it's not yet.
Isn't we're it manifesting that.
Yes.
Isn't it interesting when we sartorially have to kind of like express what we're looking for? Like, I'm always like, I'm hoping I'm presenting bottomy. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah. I think you, like, you give it right
be
now.
Be careful.
No, you look amazing.
How would a top you. Dress? Kind of like me right now.
I well, ultimately, like,
you,
all I know is
anything?
I showed our good friend Ryan O'Connell a picture of someone I had a crush on. And they were like at a concert, and they were just for the concert they were going to. And Ryan was like, he looks like a bottom, just based on like
going to a concert.
Going to a concert. Yeah. So it's like, who knows?
You never know. Can I ask you something, Dylan? Have you tried the Half Magic, like that purple one, the purple highlighter?
Yes.
It's the most special powder in the world.
Half Magic, that's the plug for
right?
today.
It's really nice.
The plug for today. We have a plug for each day.
And yeah, for each
day. Even days we don't record. Even days we don't record.
Okay, so I have to tell you what I experienced.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna get this over with quickly, but I need everyone to know what I'm going through. Listeners of the pod know that I have absolutely twisted, fucked up ovaries. Shout out. They're covered in cysts, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. If you know, you know. Haven't had my period in 2 years. Yesterday, I go to Disneyland for the first time. I'm there for 14 hours. I get there at 10 a.m. I'm on the ride formerly known as the Tower of Terror.
What is it known as now?
Like Avenger
wow,
ride.
I didn't know they
I
did
mean,
that.
At this point.
Oh, it's the Chris Pratt movie.
It's Chris Pratt. At this point, it's Chris Pratt, like, 3D slideshow. Anyways, why, but you're yeah. falling.
When it comes to Chris Pratt, I'm like, why do you have to be Christian?
Guardians.
I
hate Guardians.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's what it was.
Is that different? Okay.
No,
it's Avengers.
It's Guardian Tower. Anyways, I'm sliding up and down it. I'm eyes closed, shrieking. I go nonverbal and I get scared, so I'm not screaming. I turn to my friend. I'm like, by the way, I might get a little quiet. I go fully nonverbal. I'm like, I get up from the ride. I go, I think I just started my period for the first time in 2 years. Go to the bathroom, gushing. And today I'm wearing a full diaper. Like the amount of, the reason why I'm wearing this big, big, like hungover sorority girl shirt is because I'm like covering my diaper. And I just want everyone to know about that.
Wow. So, and I was saying, because I actually heard, before we even connected, right. I heard from a mutual friend.
Well, everyone's talking about it.
I was walking around Frogtown, which ribbit, is like, ribbit. Do we need to call it Frogtown?
It's cute.
And she said, did you hear Catherine? You're currently at Disneyland time. She's like, she's like, did you hear Catherine's at Disneyland all day? And I was like, oh, I didn't hear her. And she's like, and did you hear she got her period? And I was like, no, I didn't hear her. She was, I keep saying, visited by Aunt Flo.
Yeah, so that's not a normal thing.
I haven't had it in so long. I feel like I'm a tween.
Like, well, you look like so conservative that you've reached liberal again.
Yeah, the camo hat.
I know it's Whitmer Thomas merch that I was giving. Yeah, because
a camo hat to me is like a teeny tiny girl on The Bachelor who like her hometown is like you the guy has to like go hunting with her brothers and like, do you know what I mean?
100%.
There's a kind of girl.
But there's also gay guy in LA would wear this, don't you think?
It feels safe.
Kind of gay guy in LA. I know someone who wears camo hat.
I know someone who wears camo hat. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know where I'm coming from today.
I did Disneyland the day before. Was there for 2.5 hours.
Okay, that's perfect.
Got everything done. There was no need to stay for 3.
Who'd you go with?
My best friend Lily was for her birthday. We were supposed to wake up at 6:15. We woke up at 11.
Perfect.
And then I had a sound check at 3:30 down there. So we stayed for 2 hours. And it was the best day of my life.
You performed at Disney?
No, at the like nearby Symphony Hall. Joni Mitchell songs.
Last night?
No, 2 nights ago.
How was it?
So good.
What'd you sing?
Both Sides Now, which is like my trans anthem.
I mean, it's so
I really
beautiful.
Have looked at live from Both Sides Now.
So wow. Beautiful. How'd it go?
Really good.
I can't imagine God, so going fun. To Disney and then performing. It drains you.
No, but I think like...
This day drained me.
I don't know. It felt free.
What's your favorite ride?
Ooh. I liked the Matterhorn. You know, she's a little bumpy. That. You didn't do that one. Oh, you were there for 12 hours and you didn't do the fucking Matterhorn. What else is there to do?
Well, your description of it, your review of it was, it was a little bumpy. So that doesn't make me jump and say, I'll always remember when my mom got her neck hurt at Hershey Park from a wooden roller coaster.
And you'll never go back. But what did you do California Adventure as well?
Yeah.
See, there's the crazier rides. And then Disneyland, we only did Disney. They don't have the crazy ones.
So that's interesting to say crazy. When I went to California. My family came to Los Angeles, California when I was in sixth grade. And I was, we went to California Adventure and like the big ride, it was brand new. And the big ride that no one could stop talking about was like soaring over California where you actually smell oranges. The oranges.
I
was like,
did that.
I hate that.
It was like, amazing.
You hate it?
I hate when you're on a ride and they're like part of the.
I loved it, Disney.
They're like the main thrill is you they're smell oranges. Yes. You know where else?
Voiceover.
I loved it, Disney.
Like you could smell oranges in a grocery store
Pat.
For half the price.
Let's move on.
Not that concentrated.
What I will say, my favorite was probably the Incredicoaster, which was that the other one.
Yes, that was that's the only real roller coaster.
That's the one that goes zoom, zoom. I don't like the dropping up and down. That was the one that triggered Aunt Flo's visit.
Oh, really?
That's the one that sent Aunt Flo an invitation
in
the mail.
You should do a study for like women who like need to get their period.
No, I'm going to have to go once a month now.
I should go on that fucking drop ride and maybe something special will happen.
I literally think it would. It would trigger your period.
27 years later. I liked it in It's a Small World this 27? Time around. What's that?
How old are you?
27.
Oh my God.
Extremely young.
Dylan.
Thank you. That was the nicest thing you've ever said
to
me.
I'm 35 plus.
Oh, you'll still be my friend though?
You should be my friend in this town.
I hope.
Okay.
I've always preferred like older.
Really?
Yes. Oh, no. As friends.
Both.
Yeah. Same.
Lovers.
Honestly, same.
Tom, though, is Gen Z is the one that wants to like sleep with trans people right now, and I want 50 plus.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Interesting. I feel like, are you on Grindr?
No.
Oh, because you're like gay.
Well, no, I get either reported as fake.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, because you're fame.
Because you're slut.
Well, I don't know.
Accept it. You're slut.
Are you on it?
Like, I'm on and off. Like, I'll go on for like a few weeks and I'll be like, wow, I'm wasting my entire one life on this planet. I better get off. But it's honestly what's been happening to me a couple times now, and it's actually kind of the perfect setup, is that, because you know Grindr is so, e-chat.
They're like, you know Grindr's so chill.
It's just classic, like, all of a sudden you stop chatting. It's like, oh, we've both kind of jerked off or something and moved on with our day. And so, I've chatted with a couple people on Grindr and then, by happenstance, connected with them on other apps. So then you're
dating now.
Yeah, but actually, I've decided to be romantically celibate till I feel in touch with myself creatively.
What do we think the timeline is on that?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I will have sex. I actually had a positive sexual experience.
Can you tell us about that?
6 days ago.
I haven't seen you in years.
I know. Well, it was just like, it was one of these situations where we chatted on Grindr and then connected on another app, which is good because it's like, oh, this is more of a kind of, now it's real because we're on a real app. But I also know exactly what you're into because I've seen your Grindr profile. So it's kind of good. And the last time I did it, it was with this director of food and beverage. And it actually was like,
shout out.
It was a miserable, it was not, it was a really negative experience.
Oh, no.
Well, did have sex, but like have never hated someone more. Oh. And then this time it was with a fashion stylist. And I will say that like it was like Grindr to actually Raya, which I'm never going on Raya. It was
the only app I'm on.
Really?
And it's a scary place.
Well, it just like never works. I've literally went on two Raya dates. This one I just went on.
Uh-huh.
And then literally 13 months ago in New York, I went on one Raya date with, look at me, a doorknob salesman.
Food, beverage, fashion stylist, doorknob salesman.
Do you remember? I was kind of like, no, I was like, no offense, but how did you get on Raya?
Famous, I think they were famous doorknobs.
No, I'm pretty sure they were like claimed to be like a little homophobic, and then they just said let in the gays.
Yeah. Do you know? Do you remember that saga, the doorknob salesman?
Yeah. No, not really.
It was in New York, like
13 months ago.
It
was 13 months ago.
It was in like December of that time, and I was like, his thing was he would always talk at the Well, we went on one date, but he kept talking at the volume that's like just loud enough that your ears register, but soft enough that they kind of hurt, like it strains them. Mm. He wouldn't stop talking like that. And then a woman at a table nearby lost her ring. And that became the focus of the restaurant. Was like, everyone's getting up. Everyone's like looking around for this woman's ring.
Were you or like cosplaying?
I was like, yeah. I literally didn't get up, but everyone else, I kind of was like, I'm going to go ahead and not participate in this.
That's bottom energy.
Yeah, totally. And then, we were walking around. It was, Upper West Side, and it was, early winter, late fall. And, he kept, drawing comparisons to Meg Ryan movies and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know. And then
that sounds sweet.
And then he was really sweet and nice, but it was just, it was just, this is kind of a no. And then, he texted me maybe 6 weeks later and because he had seen a stand-up show and he said he thought of me because he saw a stand-up show.
That's so thoughtful.
And I was like, oh my God, I just saw a doorknob and thought of you.
Wait, how long ago was this text?
This was 6 weeks after our date.
Okay, but still I was thinking of you?
Yes. I was at that point kind of dating someone else. So it was
well, never say never.
Never say never.
What's going on with your love life if you feel safe?
Oh. I've never felt safer. First of all, it's my dream to be on this pod.
Wait, that's cool. I can't believe you listen.
We're shook to the core. You care.
You know, I feel like I have so many parasocial relationships with people online. I am theirs, but you are mine.
Oh my God.
That is so sweet.
I can't believe it.
Coming all the time.
Are you serious?
I can't believe that.
Wait, that's crazy.
But how do we never meet? That's so bizarro.
I was a fan.
Thank you so much.
Love. I kissed a gay man this past weekend in the snow.
Oh,
wow.
So
I kissed a gay and I liked it.
I did. And it was kind of like gays were on my no-no list for the past 2 years because I was so scared that they would see me as a man and not as a woman.
Yeah.
But this one was so nice.
This one was so nice.
The conversation was so good. Well, Lily, who I went to Disneyland with 2 days ago, has been trying to kind of coach me on how to talk to straight men because I really am aggressive in a conversation. I love driving the car.
Uh-huh.
And
that's so good for so many people, though, because I don't like to drive.
I love driving.
That's amazing.
But most straight men don't know what to do with a woman who knows how to drive the car conversation, but then also a trans woman you add on top of that.
Uh-huh.
Very intimidating.
Trans driver,
watch out.
A certain man will love that, though.
Well, this gay man did.
Okay, there we go.
And that's where I think, it felt so nice to not have to, give in to any sort of gender norms or stereotypes and just, be me. And we're, dancing in the club. And we spent, two nights of, club dance and kissing.
Did you meet at the club?
We famously did meet at the club, except a year ago we met in a Soho House elevator at New York Fashion Week. And I gave him my number, which that was a very rare occasion as well.
Yeah.
And
an elevator.
And that's shocking because I have to say the Soho House elevators are probably the darkest, most impossible places
very
to see.
Very small.
You can't see anything.
How many? And I had to also include
that's fate.
Soho houses aren't that many floors. I feel like so.
It was a short elevator ride. Well, I will say we were waiting for it for.
Excuse me, I can't see you. Well, we have 1 second.
I was like, you are really cute. Yeah, but then of course we didn't really text a lot because he was gay.
Yeah,
and then. Then in real life, things change. Sundance.
So you see him. So you're at Sundance.
We're at Sundance with a gay man.
So romantic.
Do you see him in the club at Sundance?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the following night as well, same club. And then we went skiing on Sunday. Wow. And now we don't know.
Was it the kind of club like you see on TV?
No, it was like in a warehouse. It was a pop-up Tao nightclub.
Wow.
Straightest place you've ever been in your life. And wow. I found the one gay man to make out with.
Wow.
And I was with Meredith Marks from Salt Lake City.
You, Meredith Marks, gay guy.
And when she's
up
that's Anna Sophia Robb. And Anna Sophia Robb from Because
Anna
of
Sophia Robb.
Was Meredith like wingwomaning you?
No, but I could feel the support from miles away.
Well, yeah. Well, what does she say? What is her catchphrase? Oh, homophobic. She doesn't stand for homophobic hate.
Oh yeah, I don't. No, I need you to say that you stand against homophobic hate.
Yeah.
But now her catchphrase. She's like the kind of housewife that's always self-producing her own catchphrases, which is kind of on my no-no list. But right now, her catchphrase that she is kind of getting behind us, you can leave. She said you can leave in this really crazy way.
Well, how did she say it?
You can leave.
That would work on me. I'd be like, okay.
I would be gone.
That's why the woman didn't leave.
And Sophia Robb. So anyways.
So that was like a positive experience. Question for you. When you say you hooked up with someone, does that mean that you kissed or had sex?
Such a beautiful question. It's both.
It's both are acceptable.
It's always right now for me, just like kissing and maybe a little more.
But can I say you this actually? Can I say you this actually?
Well, a little more definitely is hooking up.
I think makeout is nothing else. Hook up implies a hand on something else.
Okay. Then I stand by what I said. Yeah. But like I'm loving my like hookups right now that aren't sex.
Yeah. That's like heaven.
It's kind of the most fun, isn't it?
And I was doing that like a few weeks ago with I'm now trying the different flavors.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bisexual man I was like on top of him. He did grab my biceps and there's only one thing you can say to a trans woman. You're like holding her biceps when you're on top of her, which is, wow, these are so tiny.
Yeah.
And he was like, you are so strong.
That's not what I wanted.
Don't say that a trans woman's strong when you're holding her biceps, please.
New hit single.
But so that was like also, but the thing is like totally.
And also it's like, don't talk about anyone's physical strength while you're hooking up, I think.
Right. Like
unless like they're clearly trying to show you they're strong. Yeah.
Even, if
they're
like picking you up. If I was with a straight man, I wouldn't be like, wow, you're so strong. I'd be like,
yeah.
But then is that your job as a bottom to say you're so strong?
My job as a bottom. I wouldn't say it unless like I literally would say someone was strong if they were like lifting a lot of weight at a gym. But I wouldn't like unless they were clearly in a sex act trying to show their strength. I don't even think I would think to comment on their physical strength.
And then I wouldn't say you're so strong if they're lifting me, because it would imply that I'm not the lightest little flower in the garden, which
right.
I am.
You should be like, wow, you're not that strong.
I go, wow, you're not strong because I only weigh 12 pounds, of course. So I think strength in the bedroom is just stay away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Across the board.
And I think maybe like that was the bisexual in him that wanted to like make me feel equal and make me feel so like neutral.
Sure.
The bisexual in him wanted you.
The bisexual neutralized you. And you said,
yes,
don't neutralize
that was
me.
Today in the she they in my bio.
The bisexual already did neutralize a trans woman.
Yeah. Back to my non-binary roots.
So you're at the Baskin Robbins. You go, I need another flavor.
Oh, and then I did try out a straight man as well.
We were on a little pink plastic spoon.
Oh, bad.
Really?
We were having the best time ever. We were out like to drinks, and he was like, oh, let's go next door. I used to like work there. We can hang out with some of my coworkers. So they like shut the place down. Where like everyone there knows too that like I am with him. Like,
is this in Los Angeles, California?
This is in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
We first did make out at Heidi Klum's Halloween party. Yes. So that was the first time, first and only time that we did make out.
Is that the one where she was the worm?
No, this is the year after Peacock.
Wow.
And so we're like, we've only kissed prior once at this club. And then now this was like an actual date. And so we're like sitting at the bar. I'm like, then I'm just talking to like someone telling me about their detransition. I don't know where that came from. It was a coworker of his. And then I turn around while detransitioner is talking to me and he's kissing another girl.
Dylan, that's insane.
And are you ready? It gets crazier.
How many people are even there?
At that point, like 8.
I blame the detransitioner.
I couldn't stand by my man because I was trying to therapize.
Yeah. She's creating a diversion.
So probably on purpose too. Basically, then they stopped. So they were kissing for kind of like a shocking amount of time. The detransitioner did say, oh, this is not good. And then the girl that was kissing came over and said, yeah, I fucked him. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
This is my one and only experience in straight culture. In a straight environment, this is what went down.
It sounds like a play we need to do.
I fucked him in thoughts. Yeah.
And I'm in a Catholic school him. Girl Calvin.
What do you think about that, Dylan?
Did you offer your thoughts?
So all eight people looking at me, and I went, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom, grabbed all my stuff, went into the bathroom, locked the door. And so I then hear the girl that like was kissing my guy, like start screaming. She's like, I don't give a fuck who that is. You never like, they're like fighting. The detransitioner is going, let me in the bathroom with her. Like we're friends.
Yeah, they need to go.
We're friends. And I'm like, no, don't let them in. And so I'm just like trying to order the Uber. Never took longer in my life. And then finally, I like unlock the door. I walk out. The girl that was kissing my guy already on the lap of a different guy.
No.
I swear to God.
Did she have a previous relationship with your guy?
Yes.
I think she didn't fuck him that night. You mean?
No. Well, who knows? After I left, sure. Because then I go to the street corner. He's like, "I'm so sorry. Used to work with her. You know, we did hook up back in the day."
What do you think about that?
And I was just like, wow. Like, okay, it was like, this was my one and only chance at like straight companionship and it's over.
Oh my God.
I know, scarred.
That was so crazy.
That's brutal.
I know.
Have you spoken to him since?
Not even a text.
One time when I was 18 years old, I'd been seeing this guy.
Yeah.
And we were at like a dance party. Yeah, we were seeing each other. And then like, I was really drunk and I was really scared of commitment. And so I turned around and like made out with his friend in front of him. And that was like, he was crushed and I was like the worst person in the world. But in that time, I was flailing and scared.
It sounds like both of these straight people were worried about commitment.
So that's what I'm getting from Kat being the exclusive straight person in this room, is that he actually really liked me and was trying to make me feel horrible about myself. Should I text him?
Yeah, I think he sounds amazing.
Let's text him live.
You just unlocked that memory for me of like me being like, I'm scared of, what should I do? Just start opening my mouth.
Yeah.
But that was when I was 18. It was a different time. Last year.
Okay, so bisexual, no. Straight, no.
So we're trying out gay.
Well, yeah. And I'm like very interested. Like, it's interesting how as I transition, the more my sexuality has kind of evolved. I look at women so differently now in a way where I just always was like, oh, I love you. I want to be you. And now I'm like, oh, I kind of want to be with you.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I thought it would be with like someone more masculine than me, but mm-hmm. now I'm like, God, she's like gorgeous, beautiful, lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, still.
Well, that's my favorite is like, if a girl looks exactly like me, I'm like, I'm feeling attracted to her.
But it's also, I don't want to let her down. So as far as like execution, I want to make sure that like, I
sexually.
That or just like as like a relationship, a friendship. Like, cause like if I was to, like court a girl who I was kind of friends with, I'd be so scared of losing that friendship wouldn't if it was a straight man.
Yeah, totally. What was I going to say?
Yeah.
And this gay guy, he identifies as like gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Have you been talking since the snow?
Very little text. And then is going to an event next week out of town that I would maybe go to.
Oh.
Cute.
So we'll see.
That's exciting.
What are you like in the beginning? Are you like, I'm so excited, I'm like obsessed with it? Or are
your
you like,
eyelashes are so long.
Thank you. Wow. It's my like literal thing I've had like from day dot. Yeah.
I got transfixed. I couldn't even, what was the question?
When you're in a like something new, are you kind of in a place of like, I'm so obsessed, like you get really obsessed, or are you more like
ready to get married?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to be in a relationship?
So bad.
And when's the last time you were in a relationship?
Never.
Never. Yeah. Okay.
Always the most exciting. Like really toxic situationships. Mm-hmm. Often like I'm trying to redo it now because like after post-transition, I've been a lot more like picky. Like before, I feel like I was using my body to sort of like lash out at the world and at my transness and just like, you know, throwing it to the wind. And now it's like, oh, I'm going to be a little bit more particular about where I'm putting it and then my energy. But I think there's some like shame about wanting a relationship.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I feel that too, because it feels like you're like, you should be like, I'm enough on my own, I don't need someone, and I'm actually hard to get because, like, I don't want someone.
Yeah. No, because I know that I'm the kind of person that, like, falls really fast, mm-hmm. and I also know that I don't really, like, love hookup culture. Like, I don't, like, I would be so sad after a hookup back in the day. Mm. So now I kind of want it to just be amazing and then stay amazing and then get married and be amazing and die.
Yeah.
I know. That's the goal.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, it doesn't. I think it never stays. Well, Pema, like, has said this thing about how it's like, you know, you obviously build something, but I think it's like that joy you get initially, like, from anything, from a new shirt or from a person.
I was gonna say, do you mean the new shirt?
Have I been talking about this a lot on the pod?
No. I think it's very wise.
But it's like, that joy will diminish each time you return for it, and then, like, and then there's something else, I guess.
Well, that's kind of what I'm figuring out now, because I've been with my boyfriend almost 5 years now. My spirit guides today, this morning, said that we're having some communication issues.
Wait, ooh. Catherine's healer?
Yeah.
Had such specific information about
me. She's actually so special.
I think she couldn't have known.
She knew.
And she's wild.
Back to your boyfriend for a second. Funny.
You guys met the other night, right?
Well, yeah, when I met you. And I was like, oh, so that's your boyfriend. You're like, yeah. And I was like, what does your boyfriend do? And you're like, really into, like, race cars, NASCAR, podcasts about NASCAR. I thought I was about to get hate crimed. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, it's Formula One, which actually is sort of like.
Oh, that's bougier.
Yeah.
Okay. So in my head, I had, like, Ricky hateful. Bobby. So yeah. I then walked over to him as a strong trans woman.
Yeah.
And was like, let me go look at my regressor. And he was like, I love theater. I love Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Carnegie Mellon. Honey.
He's a Broadway baby.
You scared the shit out of me. For no reason. Great guy.
You need to lead with Broadway.
I knew. Well, that's what he's. You know what? He's always been an actor. He's so talented. But the past few years, this Formula One podcast has taken over his life. So I said, you go, what does he do?
I'll always remember when we were in Breckenridge, Colorado, and we were to go out to dinner, and Brian had to podcast first. And it did go on for hours.
Yeah.
It did go on for hours.
You talk about the cars?
Oh, I'm not involved. Do I talk about cars with him?
Do you ever?
No, but I support him so much.
Okay.
The drivers are all really hot, so we talk about that.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, like, I like wear a shirt with, like, Max Verstappen, who I think is really sexy. A lot of people don't. I think he's really hot.
And these are different drivers than the drivers for NASCAR.
Yes, and I promise you, you'd be, like, invested.
Wait, what's the difference between NASCAR and Formula One?
NASCAR is, like, American, like, Ricky Bobby, whatever. Yeah. I actually don't know. Formula One's, like, European. We're going to Monaco. Like, we're these, like, tiny French guys in Ferraris.
I went to Monaco. Did not love Monaco.
Never
really?
Been.
I got all dressed up.
You've heard it here first. Dylan did not love Monaco.
It's the one negative thing you'll ever hear.
I want to go to Monaco.
Anyways,
I'm
glad y'all met. He's Angelina Jolie. And I think we should dive in and ask you the one question we ask everyone on this pod.
Can't wait.
Which is, who were you?
Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Oh. Okay. I was a Broadway twink who was secretly a bad girl.
Naughty.
What were you in?
Book of Mormon.
I don't know anything about Broadway.
Oh, my God. Pat.
I don't know.
How long were you in the show?
I did it for 9 months, and then we were touring. I went to Mexico. I went to Canada.
Oh, my God.
We were in L.A. right when the pandemic hit, and when I was like, wait, I love L.A. This place is amazing. Oh. It wasn't New York and me. We have a tough relationship.
You were uptown. Uptown girl.
Uptown.
Were you living uptown?
No, I was living, like, right then I was touring with it. So I was going everywhere. I lived in Times Square.
That's when intense.
When I went famously to see you at Club Cumming.
I can't believe it.
And
living in Times Square is so.
43rd and 8th. Wetzel's Pretzel. No, it was Auntie Anne's on that coast.
Auntie Anne.
There was
Auntie
a guy.
Cousin.
There was a guy, your neighbor, who lived in Times Square, who I hung out with one time. And then he would email me, like, every 3 months for, like, a year to tell me, like, just so I knew he wasn't interested in me.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Longest emails you've ever read. CVS receipts.
It's because this guy, like, wanted to be Pat's friend, but instead of being like, let's hang out, he was just like, I'm not interested in you.
That's the hey, buddy, hey, pal text I get all the time. I'm like, it's okay. You don't have to fuck me.
Not buddy.
Just say hi.
Wait. I'm obsessed with Factor.
Me too.
Actually a huge part of your life.
I've been doing it since September.
Really? And how are you feeling?
Good, because it's like, it makes me feel like a human because I'm eating real food and vegetables usually twice a day.
Yeah, and always fresh, never frozen.
And otherwise I would probably just be having like chicken nuggets. So it's helping me feel like the 35-year-old that I am and was born to be.
And you know what? I had a night where I went out and got really drunk and I wanted to go home and order McDonald's. And instead I had a Factor meal in my fridge and I was like, okay, I'm having a Factor meal. I'm literally the healthiest girl in the world.
Well, you know I'm having smoky Spanish chicken tonight.
Oh, smoky Spanish chicken sounds delicious.
You know I had mushroom chicken thighs and rice yesterday.
Oh, yummy. What's been your favorite Factor meal?
There's one that goes off that's like, I'm forgetting what it's called, but it feels like penne alla vodka.
Oh, heaven.
It's kind of like this, like, it's like tomato penne or something like
you
that.
You would also like, because you know that 1 minute on a microwave can feel like an eternity.
Yeah.
And these meals are ready in 2 minutes or less.
Yeah.
So you put it in, you're like, okay, finally fast.
Yeah.
Finally, comma, fast.
Yeah, finally, comma,
faster
fast.
Than having McDonald's delivered. Because life is about balance. So you can go out and get crazy drunk off martinis. And you can come home and have something healthy like Factor.
Or your higher power can restore you to sanity and you could remain sober for the rest of your life one day at a time and still enjoy Factor.
No, so Factor is for everyone who just wants a little order in their life, a little, it's just something, it's comforting.
Yeah, it is comforting. It's home cooked.
It's home cooked. And what I love is there's 35 options every week. That's crazy.
You know, I eat it while I watch Top Chef. I think to myself, this is what they're making is no better than this.
What they're making is no better than that.
Yeah.
What like subset do you like? Because they have Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie.
I generally do Protein Plus and I guess Calorie Smart, but it just depends on like what looks good. And then I look at kind of the macronutrients and
right.
then make my choices based on that. But I don't subscribe to one category per se. I definitely am pretty pan that way.
Do you ever do the 60 different add-ons? There's so many add-ons you can do, like for breakfast.
I've done,
stuff.
But the breakfast is good, yeah.
And does it keep you fueled?
Yeah.
I love
you know
that.
I'm setting PRs in the gym every week.
You're what?
Setting PRs in the gym every week.
Thanks to Factor. So what are you guys waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals.
So head to factormeals.com/seektreatment50 and use code SEEKTREATMENT50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Now that is going to go ahead and be code SEEKTREATMENT50 at factormeals.com/SEEKTREATMENT50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Did y'all catch that? One more time for those in the back. Head to factormeals.com/SEEKTREATMENT50 and use code SEEKTREATMENT50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Yummy! And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Woo! So look out for the special Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Hell yeah, Factor rocks.
Factor rocks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have to actually briefly address something.
Hmm. What are you feeling?
This is the first episode we've recorded since new episodes have started coming out.
Yeah.
And I will say the audiences have turned on me.
In like, what way?
I don't know if it's like a lot of your newer fans have come on and don't know me. But they're like, this guy's boring, interrupts you. I once met me, I didn't let you talk about your stroke. And many longtime listeners are like, why does Pat have a lisp now? Is it something he's trying out?
A lisp?
Is it something he's trying out?
I've seen those comments. First of all, you can't look at the comments. I mean, I know, what do you think about comments? Because Dylan,
well, that's where we are now.
Well, I need to hear about that.
Where were we? Sorry.
But
I don't mean to interrupt.
There's so much to unpack. Twink, living in Times Square, touring the world. You get to California, you go, I love the sunshine, vitamin D, D, D.
And then pandemic hits. I moved back to San Diego.
San Diego, is that where you grew up?
Grew up there. But my family, very conservative.
Really? How many sibs? What are we talking?
Two half siblings.
Okay.
My parents have both been married and divorced multiple times.
Respect.
Love that for them.
What kind of conservative?
As far as you can
camel
go.
Camel hat?
Like
Christian
quiet.
Or Woods? Christian or Woods?
Quiet
Christian,
camo.
Christian or Woods?
Christian or Woods?
Oh, no, no.
What kind of conservative? Christian
Mom,
or Woods?
Christian Woods. My dad, Catholic surfer.
love. Oh, a surfer for God.
I would think a surfer would be progressive.
Like a Jesus tattoo?
Jesus is in the water.
Jesus is in the water.
Oh, so Jesus is in the water.
Yes.
Oh, I thought Jesus was on
top. Saw him back in the day.
Honey, I thought Jesus was on top.
No, I famously was on the water.
Down.
Okay.
And so then started transitioning while I was like at my dad's conservative household.
And can I quickly ask, had you come out to them as gay when you were younger?
I came out to my mom when I was 4 as a girl.
Oh,
and
I was
like, I'm a girl.
Oh,
and then
she's
like, God doesn't make mistakes. So we like locked that away for a sec.
No.
And then
wow.
Went to like Catholic school for years, was like a bad girl phase because I was so upset that I couldn't like be in my gender.
What was your bad girl phase like?
My Instagram handle was Dylan the Harlot. I was going to Cathedral Catholic. I was like, I was a theater kid, but like theater kids are the worst of them all, I think. Like we were bad.
Like, you were naughty. Like drinking, partying.
Doing it all,
fucking,
honey.
Fucking, sucking.
And Spring Awakening, you know? It's just really edgy girls. And I then, like, in college, I, like, cleaned up my act for, you know, to be, like, the Book of Mormon boy, Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. Graduated, did that show. Then I'm back at home. Start transitioning, but, like, was going by they, them pronouns. Family could not figure it out. Moved to LA, started doing stand-up. And then that's kind of where we get to now, which is like TikTok fashion girly, but doesn't know like where I am or like disassociating all the time.
Wait, so many questions.
Yeah.
When did you start posting about your journey on TikTok?
Day one of when I publicly came out as a woman.
Wow. And what made you decide to publicly be like, this is day
one? It was a comedy video. It was supposed to be like, I was like making jokes on TikTok. I was like, day one of being a girl, I'm crying. And then it got like a blew up, and a lot of it was like, oh, this is so funny. This is great. I love her. And then part of it was like, this is so offensive. So then I was like, oh, I need to keep showing them that this isn't like, this is who I am. So it got more serious and more serious until I like actually cried on camera. So embarrassing.
Oh.
And now we're here. It's been today's day 689.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But
then were you living alone with your parents while this was happening?
So I did move from my dad's house to LA to like a little studio apartment.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. We're in LA.
West Hollywood, of course.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then where are you now?
No, I'm in like East Hollywood. I almost moved to West Hollywood.
All the good people.
I was so close.
I live in
I need to come to your cabin.
I was almost going to move to our friend Meg was vacating her house to go to a new house, and I was going to take over her lease.
Yes. She lives across the street from me.
But then, like, mold in a tree was growing inside the space.
Mold in a tree.
So she said, you cannot live here.
But that's worth it.
I know. I would have
still lived there. It was a special place. But there was mold in a tree.
Special.
Yeah.
You're in LA. I'm in LA. Making videos. Transitioning.
But that's what I felt. Like, I was doing stand-up. And then when my videos started taking off, I was like, I can tell the same joke and get, like, a million people versus, like, 20 people.
I know.
Which is cool.
We're like, hey, wait. That's a good idea.
And what I found now is that it doesn't hit the same way. It doesn't feel as good. Like I want to just be up for the 20 people on stage actually see them.
Yeah.
Versus
it's a different.
It's tricky.
Different rush.
It doesn't feel real.
I know. I know. I'm like always trying to be like, I need to have TikTok ideas, but I don't have them. So and then I'll have one, but then like a deep shame comes because I'm like, I just posted TikTok and now I have no more ideas.
Well, and that's the problem. I think creatively, like I came from the theater world where like, we were working on a show for 3 months and then you would like do it for a while. Or like I was doing Book of Mormon for so long that you're like doing the same project. With this, you make one video, you put it out there, and then it's like, what's next?
I know.
You have to do that every day.
Yeah.
Do you feel immense pressure to be like constantly making
stuff? It's this like relevancy that's so fucked up. And then also now that I've gone to do like more of these like mainstream or long form content things, I'm like, you're telling me we can't put a TV show out tomorrow and like have it be seen by a million people.
And then the executives say, hey, actually, the TV show needs to take 3 years for no reason.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it so difficult.
Ever. And it's like fucked up my idea of time in a way because I can only think like day by day, which I think is supposed to be healthy. Like when you're like, oh, live in the moment. No. I need to be able to live 3 years from now.
I know, me
in
too.
In terms of being patient for like a project to come to light. Yeah, I know.
Or for anything. It's so hard to stay in the moment.
I remember I used to be able to not like work on anything long form because I'd be like, well, I'd rather just tweet it and feel that rush right away instead of being like, I should write like a longer essay and try and make a book or
and
something.
Trying to save things. Terrifying.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's why I leave it all.
I just leave all. Oh yeah. I thought you meant like, literally it's hard to save things on your computer, which is how I feel.
I mean, that's true.
I just leave every tab open. I literally bought a new computer because I had too many open tabs.
That's crazy.
Do you post on TikTok?
Once every 4 months, I'll post on TikTok.
And it'll be like stand up.
No, it'll be like a stupid idea I have, like just stupid front facing. But I like, and I, because I'm also, I have like really deep shame about not having enough material turnover in my stand up for live shows that I'm like, I don't want to burn anything. You know what I mean? Like if I did a special, I would do clips of the special, but I'm like, until I have a special, God forbid. I did like a, my hour like on Tuesday and I was like, thought that it would. My reps were like, be more thoughtful about it. We'll try and be like, what would you want to do for your hour? And it was like such a fun show, but it would never be an hour. It would never be a special. It would never be a comedy special.
I'm sure it's funnier than any special.
That felt negative to me.
Well, it just like, I feel like to have a comedy special now, it has to be like.
Well, don't get me started.
A humorless exploration of identity. And it was not that.
There has to be crying.
What's a day? What's a normal day like for you now these days?
Ooh.
And how are you balancing working on bigger projects and still like being present online? Like, what's that look
I'm
like?
I'm trying to scale it back. Well, first of all, the hate got so cuckoo.
Yeah.
I know.
I was like, this is no longer like productive to be posting at the rate I was going, because also I realized it was like, oh, this is affecting like the entire community at large rather than just me as a person.
Wild.
So I've like kind of like held back a lot of information. Mm. And I also think that because I want to be an actress, I would like, oh, the where like where what is the third question?
Yeah, who do you want to be? What's
who
the
do I want to be? I want to be like a Broadway twink in a lot of ways, yeah. But like Diane Keaton as a Broadway twink.
Oh, oh.
That also mashup. Probably maybe ends up with a woman.
Totally.
Yeah. And yeah, I think.
Have you dated women yet?
Not yet.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's manifestation time.
Whole new chapter.
Yeah.
And I think now, like a day, a lot of Zooms, a lot of, mm-hmm. I'm like finishing my book right now.
Oh my gosh.
Which I like grew up always reading Chelsea Handler books.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I truly thought like I was going to be tree number 34 in the back tap dancing, like if that on a stage. So now to get to like write a book or like to, you know.
So
how did you write? How did you write it?
Well, it started as something very like frivolous and like light. And then so many horrible fucked up things happened over this last year. So I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So, there's sort of this.
This is perfect.
This is perfect. They had no idea what they even this you know publisher even bought, and they it was great. They got a deal. I am sort of like putting the darkness in between the light, and but so such an isolating feeling writing by yourself.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. Like, what's your routine like when it comes to, because writing is so like it's hard to switch in and out of that mode. I feel. Do you agree?
Yeah, oh my God. Yes. Yeah. And I would rather do anything but actually write the damn thing.
And I also like I can't be like glam. Like if I'm writing, it's like. The idea of like getting glammed and then writing, it's like, no, I need to like, if I'm in writing mode, it's like I'm shut
you
down for the week.
To.
Like
yeah. Messy bun, pencil, messy bun. Pencil on your hair. Yeah.
Or one thing on the calendar, can't write.
100 million P. That's
there's,
what's so tricky.
There's no 10 to 11.
So how did you navigate that with your busy butterfly social?
I didn't get as, like, I think after Beergate 2023, I had time. Like I wasn't, like, that's what's also crazy is like, I sort of was this like, trans fashion girly, doing all these ads, just sort of being the most palatable version of trans. And then I realized like, oh my God, these corporations, these people that, you know, were trying to like sign up for me were so not actually on my side. You know, they didn't like actually like love me or they didn't actually want to like stand for something good.
Yeah.
And that's what I also have realized too, is as I'm not talking about my transition as much, people aren't as fascinated. You know, they want the shock value. They want to know about your body. They want to know about all these, your sex life. They got a little bit of it on here. and I just think like I'm having to realize like, oh, that version of like transition that I was doing was so far from real and so far from like what the rest of the community is feeling. And so now it's been really like I felt anger for the first time in my life. I felt sort of like aggressive. I felt these things that I didn't think I was allowed to feel. And it's been so nice having other trans people in my life to help me like navigate that and realize like, oh, they were kind of waiting for me to see how horrible things really are. And now I know. Yeah.
I'm
so sorry.
You got
a crash course. I know.
Got a crash course. But I think it's going to, I mean, hopefully it gets better.
You seem like you've recovered so well emotionally from it.
I disassociate a lot.
Me too. What do you mean by that? Because me too.
I sometimes don't feel like I'm like living for myself, and I'm like I'm living for like the people that want to take me in. But I think like a lot of the times I'll like hide in my I love laying in bed. I lay in bed all day long.
Bedrock.
I weirdly too, is the more successful I've become, the less people I actually like have that I love and can like hold on to.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's fake.
Guess what?
You gotta cling to the old ones.
I know.
Taylor Swift has like a lot of her friends that are from before.
Are you a Swiftie?
I just this year became Swiftie.
Wow. Welcome.
Thank
you. Welcome. You know, in the spring, you know, I've been a Swiftie for a really long time. In the spring, I tweeted a Taylor Swift lyric, and a dear friend said, wow, Pat's a Swiftie now.
Mm.
Could you imagine someone coming for you in that way?
No.
Did you text them immediately?
I said, what do you mean now on Twitter? And then thank God my beloved fans came into my defense.
They had receipts.
This person has been a Swiftie for a really long time. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you ground yourself when you're feeling like
when so your friends says you're only recently a Swiftie?
How do you ground yourself when your friends when don't like, know how
when you don't
a
know? Don't Google yourself.
Yeah.
It's been a month since it's been so healthy not looking, because like a lot of the times you can be like, oh, well, I need to keep up with what people are saying.
Yeah.
But you're actually looking for like horrible things.
Yeah.
So
totally.
You can't go looking for it.
What's
you can't
amazing
look for
about
it
for me is it's easy to keep up with what people are saying, because if you Google my name, like literally a lesbian lawyer from like Connecticut comes up.
There's a random like scientist named Catherine Cohen who's always like
I
doing discoveries
her
about breast milk, and it'll give me a Google alert. Yes!
You have Google alerts?
I have Google alerts.
Yeah.
Which is probably bad, but you know what?
No one's ever talking about me online, are they?
They're not talking about me that much.
I don't know. I feel so bad for the Dylan Mulvaney that's a graphic designer in Brooklyn.
Oh my God.
Shout out to you, Dylan Mulvaney. We connected before all of this happened. I was like, can I please have DylanMulvaney.com? He's like, I don't know who owns it. And now he's a photo on a Google page. But I still, like, I would love to meet you one day.
Yeah. Imagine if he's who you ended up with.
Wow. He's really cute. I actually love long hair.
Oh, me so too. He does have, and this is how you tell us he has long hair.
He does.
You buried the lead. Dylan, you buried the lead. Wait, yeah, it's like, how do you navigate like being engaged and responding to people and connecting with people who are good and yet not looking at all the shit?
Well, that's where it feels like virtually impossible, because so much of it is like horrible. And then I just hope that the people that do love and support know that like I would engage more if it wasn't so like psychologically fucked up.
I'm sure everyone understands, because it was so psychotic.
Yes.
Beyond.
Can you believe?
No.
I can't.
It actually doesn't make any sense.
But it was supposed to happen for whatever reason. And I want like good things to happen now because of it, hopefully.
I hope you know that everyone loves and adores you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And like only love.
Well, that's what I will say. If there wasn't that, because there is still so much love. And I think seeing those messages, like if it was just horrible, honey, wouldn't be here.
I know.
But because there are good people, and like especially when you get to, that's why I think wanting to get back on stage and like wanting to do stand-up again, wanting to do Broadway.
Yes.
Like, I want to see humans again and realize that not everyone's cruel. And what I also will say about social media is, like, I didn't even know half of the things existed that have become offered to me, or, like, that, like, have been introduced to my life, like, professionally or, like, socially. And now I'm thinking back to, like, before what I really wanted to do, which was, like, I just want to go sing and dance, make people laugh.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I need to do 1,000 other things. Like, you gotta, like, so the who am I going to be is back to like what I wanted to do originally.
The artiste.
Yeah.
I know. It must be hard not to get caught up in like when cool things are offered, to be like, I have to stay home and write.
Well, but that's comparison. It's like when we compare ourselves. I think I was just listening to you talk about this. Like, if we could just put our fucking blinders on and not look like left or right.
I got really caught up this summer in getting jealous of like people who are getting things that like I truly don't want.
Yeah, it's difficult.
And I'm coming out of it now.
Well, I had to realize too, like after Beergate, it was the first time that I wasn't like just doing my damn thing and like thriving. And so that's when I started like looking at all these other people and what they were doing. And I was like, oh, I need to be this, like, mysterious fashion girly. Or I need to be, like, especially the other dolls. Like, there is some, like, really cool dolls in this world doing
really
cool things.
How do you be a fashion girly? Like, are you, like, how do you know what to wear?
I mean, like, I've always loved clothes.
I've always hated clothes. Famously, I one time made my grandma cry on Christmas. Because she gave me my Christmas gift, and I opened it in front of everyone, and it was closed. And I looked at her dead in her eye, and I said, wow, just what I hate, clothes. She's dead now, mind you.
Oh. What's your favorite outfit, though, that you do own?
Like, I like this shirt that, like, my gym sells, because, like, sometimes there's certain...
Well, you wore it for me, baby.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, sometimes when a gym sells a shirt, they cut it in a way that, like, I think make your arms look good. So, like, that's cool. I had these jeans from APC that were, like, literally God's gift. And, like, I finally had jeans I looked good in. And I, like...
Where'd they go?
Well, they're still with us, unlike my grandmother. And they... And what happened was they were, like, a little bit too wide. And APC is one of those stores where they're, like, we do sell jeans. They're all 40 feet long. And so then you have to take them to a tailor and have them hem them about 20 feet. And so I took them to a tailor, and there was a little extra room in the waist. So I was like, can you just take it in the waist a little bit? And the way that this tailor did it, like, made the butt kind of go out. So my ass looked amazing in these jeans. I was like, oh my God, this is so special. And every time I wore them, it would be really celebrated. And then I think, you know, when you'd wash them one too many times, it just happened. I wore them to Hannah's show, and I was like, it's not hitting.
Really?
You have to find that tailor again.
I know. Well, luckily, they live right near... The tailor doesn't live, but works right near me.
There is a bottom to APG. Is it APG?
APC.
ABC?
APC.
APC, like, pipeline. Because my friend Eddie, shout out Eddie, actually the first person I called when I found out I was going to be on the show.
Oh my God, Eddie.
Real ones only.
We were doing Book of Mormon in Mexico City, and he left his APC jeans at the hotel, never to be found again, and they were discontinued. And we still mourn those jeans. Like, we talked about
the
jeans.
Traveling ABC.
One time I was shopping.
Jeans.
It's a phenomenon going on in this level of store of APC, Buck Mason, like anything that's like Rag and Bone actually doesn't do it, but they're in that family of store. And like,
I don't like it there.
At Rag and Bone, well, honestly, like 13 months ago, I went to a Rag and Bone in New York near your apartment. And like, literally, the girls at that Rag and Bone became my sisters. And like, they still to this day will reach out when there's good sales going on at the West Village Rag and Bone. I'm like, I no longer live in New York City.
I actually have that relationship with a woman who works at the Alice and Olivia store in Houston, Texas. Shout out. Thank you for the emails.
I live for Alice and Olivia.
It's great.
You're a fashion girly.
100%. That's okay. I want to say this. The reason I felt safe wearing this today was because when you first met me, I was literally wearing an extension. I was so glad.
It was beautiful.
I was being so beautiful, so extensions. Today I'm wearing a bloody diaper, but I felt safe enough with you because we already had our initial meeting, and I trusted that you would know that I would dress up.
You know,
for
your normal
day.
I was gonna cover it. I was gonna take care of you, and I was wearing an outfit for both of us. And
you know, I literally knew you would.
And you knew I was gonna wear my shirt that my gym sells.
Wait, yeah, actually, sure, on so the Taylor Swift of it all, I actually had a matching skirt to this. Taylor wore this in a music video, and it sold out on Aritzia, like, immediately.
Oh, my God.
I have another one. And I almost thought, I was like, am I going to bring it for Kat?
Oh, can you imagine? What are your favorite places to shop?
Oh.
Favorite designers.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with, like, Miu Miu.
Of course.
I'm obsessed with, oh, my God, I love Valentino. It's so gorgeous. I think for, like, if I actually am, like, trying to buy something and afford it. I live in Alice and Olivia. I love, I'm really into Sandro right now.
Yeah.
So, like, little
tape. That's very, like, this look too, like
Eloise.
Jeweled buttons. Like,
yeah.
I do love that look.
Like, that sort of, like, Burberry girl look. It's Blair Waldorf.
Yeah. It's like a little preppy, but with the edge.
Yes. With the edge, with the lesbians. And I think, like, there is part of me, like, I kind of wanted to do my Miley, like, Wrecking Ball era after Beergate.
And now, what would that be sartorially?
What does that mean?
Like, what would that look like?
Clothes?
A wrecking ball.
Like, naked. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, wearing...
Straps.
I guess that's what I mean.
Yeah, like, leathers.
Black.
But at the end of the day, that was, like, just me being sad and me wanting to, like, show people that through my outfits.
You know, that was... She was thinking about doing combat boots, straight hair.
Yeah.
That's
when
I was burned by someone in my a cappella group.
Yeah.
And I had no
choice.
You
did that?
And I showed up to rehearsal being like, I'm going to look badass. And I was like wearing combat boots, straight hair.
Wait, I had the funniest craving in the shower yesterday.
What are you craving in the shower?
In the shower, I started craving. I was like, I have to YouTube this after I get out of the shower. For some reason, I needed to hear a college a cappella group sing Unpretty by TLC.
Wait, what is that song?
You could buy a hair that won't grow. You could buy a nose if you want to. You could buy all the makeup that Mac can make.
You know that's giving Pretty Isn't Pretty.
Pretty Isn't Pretty, and it's also, like,
Isn't
tonally
that
connected with... That's... Yeah.
Yes.
And and Pretty Isn't Pretty is...
Glee mashup?
Is Olivia.
I feel pretty.
Oh, beautiful. And the Olivia Rodrigo.
And then also, I mean, we're also now talking about Christina Aguilera, Beautiful.
We're bringing her into mix. There's Pretty, and then there's Beautiful.
She's been,
right?
She's been invited into the
chat. Right, girls. Well, let me ask you this. Who makes the shoe?
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I think these are $20 from Amazon.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I have a question?
They look like that Nodaletto.
Do you play with high-low?
Oh, have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey.
New segment. New segment.
Yeah. Trans TikToker can't wear everything high.
Who do you want to be, and then do you play with high-low?
Yeah.
I want to be Diane Keaton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meets, like, Reese Witherspoon meets Kat Cohen.
No.
Yeah. I love you that much.
You coming into my life in this past week has been
absolutely incredible. I know. I couldn't believe when I got the email. I was like...
I go, we got her.
I was so sad this past year. Never been happier in my life today.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I was hiking yesterday and I like looked at the sunset and I was like, oh, I don't feel like I felt like time wasn't like real lately. Like everything was moving except for me. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm back on track now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Woke up today, back on track.
You know what's so amazing is like, I know this doesn't help, but from the outside, it just looks like you're thriving and you're doing so well. And I know it's hard because like,
have to show the Republicans that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's one of those things.
You have to show the Republicans you're thriving.
You have to. Well, you kind of are right now. You're cosplaying as them.
I know.
You reclaimed it.
Well, even you saying you're like, I feel safe wearing this because you saw me like in extensions yesterday. I was like, also like a camo hat, like another nice purpose of it, especially on a girl, is like it's going to offer like a kind of wink at like I'm dressing down.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
It's saying I'm going casual.
In an intentional way.
It's high low.
It's high low is what it is. Hi, you're a diamond. This is a real diamond. This is worth $80,000.
Oh my God.
I just made it up.
This is a gemstone from a store in Houston, Texas called Chardet. And I believe it was about $400.
Does it really change color based on your mood?
No, I wish. My dad got it for me for Christmas, by which I mean I picked it up.
So do you want to be like where you're going? Like, do you want to be the fashion girly?
I would love to be the fashion. Like, I want to be like front row.
I see
row.
It for you.
Like, I want us in the front row at some shows.
But how do we make fashion funny?
I know.
I get so scared because now I'm like at these like places where people aren't smiling.
Really?
And I feel like I can't smile.
Really?
Yeah.
Because then they're on to me. Like I already just skirted in here so suspiciously and sneakily. Like they let me in. And if I fucking crack a fucking little grin, it's over.
I feel like they're so lucky to be around you. Like they must be like, you're a breath of fresh air.
Well, here's the deal.
They want a laugh. They just don't know how they're into
They want.
Well, you had just slept with the fucking fashion stylist. So, you tell us.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
what are they wanting?
Well, do they want laughter?
So the deal with the fashion stylist was like... We had like, so basically I looked at Raya 1 week ago today and I never look at Raya, and he had reached out and I was like, oh, I didn't even notice we had connected on that Raya as well. And so like kind of commented on the cross platform of it all. So then we moved into Instagram DM, and like on Instagram DM, I saw that like we had this one mutual who is my friend's boyfriend. So I reached out to my friend, I got a little background and I was like, huh, did meet him at a coffee shop right near where we sit. And then like, but like one thing I said to my friend was like, I don't know about a fashion stylist. And he said, he doesn't really give fashion stylist. So I was like, whatever. So I don't know. And then he was, I won't say the job he did this week, but it was like, it was a sportswear company. So I was like, yeah, I could like that, whatever.
There's a detective out there right now.
Obviously, I'm like, is it this one?
No, it's this one.
Thank you.
Our visual people will know.
Visual YouTubers will know.
Yeah, but, watch it.
But it was funny because like it was like a really, I've gone on a few dates. Like I've kind of been dating in this like frantic way of like, I've never been this person that was like, I need to find someone. And because I think I feel a little untethered lately, I was like, I need to find someone. And I'm kind of like chilling from that now and being like, whatever. Mostly because I went on a series of dates with like, just... the worst people, where I'm like, were you like this before you came here, or did like LA made you this way? And so
have your family and friends known about how you are for years, or what's happening?
Did you come here because you're like this, or are you like this because you came here? And so just like dating is so interesting because you really learn. I've never really in earnest dated like anyone I've either been set up with someone or like met through mutual friends. I've never been like driving to West Hollywood to drink Diet Coke near a stranger, like, and like I've kind of tried that lately, and it's like, for one, you learn how lonely people are, and that like I'm lonely, but I'm like, you'll be like, what's your job? This is my job. Do you like it? 75-minute monologue where like at the speed of lightning, and then like never take a breath and never like ask you anything about you, and it's like everyone's just like holding all this stuff about their life, and then the second they have like a victim, they just like pour it over them.
A victim.
And then like maybe you have sex, maybe, and then like that's it. And I was like, wow, I actually don't. I I actually don't need to drive to West Hollywood to have Diet Coke near a stranger.
Right.
So I was kind of like that. And then it was this.
Where was the Diet Coke place?
So I had Diet. So, well.
And this is all to say fashion girlies do want to laugh.
Well, so anyways, this person seemed normal and fun. And he was like, honestly, a kind of recent New York transplant as well. I don't think it's like a relationship match, but then like it was a rainy Monday, and then we had like rainy Monday afternoon like sex in his
little bunk.
It was Monday. So fun.
Oh, okay, okay, this was a good one.
It was really fun. Yeah,
rainy Monday, so cold.
I remember that Monday.
Restored my like.
That was this past Monday.
It was this past Monday.
Good day for that.
Yeah, it was a perfect day for it, and even like being in the coffee shop, there was like touchiness that was really fun, and then like, and I knew exactly what he wanted from his grinder, and so
what did he want?
He wanted to top.
Nice.
But we actually didn't do like
either
fully
way.
That.
Either way.
But actually
either
way. We actually didn't do fully that. But like.
You hooked up.
We hooked up.
You
we hooked up.
You, was... you had a Dylan Mulvaney hookup.
Yeah. Going in.
But the one thing is like, and I was being so funny and charming actually, no offense. And then like.
Not taken.
But we hook up. Of course, this is literally a running theme in my life. And I'm not embarrassed about it. I don't take it personally. I came, he didn't. No one ever comments when they fuck me. And so that's fine. But I.
Stop bragging.
So I'm kind of like, did he even have fun? It seemed almost like he maybe wanted to hang out a little bit after. But once I've come, I do have to leave. And so I left. And then he texted me later a picture. I left my Timex watch at his.
On purpose?
No, but of course, like, seems like. I want to hook up again, and of course, it seems like.
one of the greatest loves of my life began when I left my headphones somewhere.
Really? So
I'll never forget a Twitter DM which saying love? Your headphones are here.
So the watch of it all is like, I'm in a place where I'm like, I don't want to date anyone until I, of course, connect with myself creatively. He also reminded me. He also reminded me so much, like, literally a soul transplant of my two exes ago. So I'm like, I can't go back down that road. Oh. But I would love to have sex.
But do you think, what if he had something different to offer than the two exes ago?
He might. I will say the background.
What if he's not the exact same person?
Well, here's my question. Here's my question. Was two exes ago in fashion?
No.
That's what I thought. But now, here's the thing. Me and Kat are trying to be fashion girlies, you're doing nothing to help us.
Totally. Okay. But okay. So
I think you're well on your way. I think you are.
Yeah. I don't think you need this guy.
Well, I don't know. I don't think this guy helps.
I'm going to catch you guys over email.
I talked to y'all about something.
Yes.
I forgot my point earlier. Sorry. Aunt Flo is knocking on my door right now.
Is she?
Earlier, what I wanted to tell you is the other reason why I dress like this is because although we are now doing video on the podcast, I don't want to let it change me. And I don't want to, and I'm trying hard not to register
that. Get full glam every time.
I'm trying not to like register that I'm being filmed because then I feel like I act different. So I'm just like, you don't have to look good. Like, I'm real.
Yeah. My favorite.
That's all.
When we came back, someone commented on the post and it was like, my boyfriend refers to this podcast as the one where the people are lying down.
Yeah, I want to be able to lie down still. I just might.
But I will say,
beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Isn't it cozy in here?
It's really good.
Nice, right?
Not to keep going back to this fashion stylist.
No, please.
No, we actually were supposed to.
Please dive back in.
But so he might offer things that my two exes ago didn't. I also love my two exes ago. Like,
amazing person.
Amazing person. Like, literally.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah.
First guest on the pod to raise their hand.
So did he want you to, like, make him laugh?
He might have, but he seemed like more of like a New York person who like just was used to having conversations where both people were smart and funny. Whereas in LA, it's not been that. It's been like, you're like a mannequin.
I'm just wondering if you are the reason that comedy will exist in high fashion going forward.
Well, it is. When you said that, I don't think I'll ever play a part in it. But like, there is this kind of like, I've always felt like with hot people and funny people, like, you know, obviously like, It's a truism, I feel like, or something people have said in the past, not just me, but like funny people want to be hot and hot people want to be funny. And it's like, and so there, and I think now it's like funny people want to be fashion and fashion people, I don't know what they want actually, but like,
I don't know what they want.
What do fashion people want?
Like cocaine. I know.
But there's this new, it's like, you know, our dear friend, your Jordans, your Rachels, your, you know, Owen Thiel, like, it's like Benito, it's like all of a sudden, you know, you'll look at, it's like all my, yeah, like, comedian friends, or it's like, oh, of course, like none of the comedians are in town because it's Paris Fashion Week. And I'm like, wait, what? Like,
actually, we're still all going,
I know.
Where'd the buckle
and
back,
I love,
though?
And I love everyone.
Me with a magnifying glass trying to find the buckle. I have so much buckle. I love it. I need a shirt. I heart my buckle back.
I don't even know what it is.
It's this.
That's like just face.
Yeah, but when you see the before and after, you'll know what we're talking about.
Really? Concave.
Whatever.
Who cares about that? The only cheekbones I've ever thought were hot were Skeet Ulrich and Scream.
Cool. Can we talk about this if you feel safe? Do you think you're going to do a show this summer?
I am trying to put a one-woman show on.
What are you feeling?
To see it. I'm feeling Edinburgh.
Yeah, I'm feeling you there.
And you're following in your footsteps.
You'll be so major
but
there.
But what's so crazy, Cuckoo, is like these things take a little bit of time to build.
Yeah.
And in my mind, so I'm like, we do it tomorrow. But I also am like, what if I tried to like make it the best thing possible? And if this year doesn't happen, do I dare wait?
Well, every year I say to my reps, I want to do Edinburgh. And they're like, oh, well, you had to have done that 19 months ago. And I'm like,
well, guess what? If you want to go this summer, it's happening right now.
Okay, well, my reps should.
That'd be so amazing. Because I'm going to go.
Could you imagine if we were all there?
That'd be so funny.
In really
you have to tell
outfits.
Me when you're performing in LA.
Oh, I would love to.
I know. So when are you getting up next?
Right now we're trying. Well, I think, when does this come out?
We can put it out whenever you want.
Okay. I think I'll probably by the time.
Mid-April.
Okay, perfect. By this point, I think I'll have music out. I'm gonna do like.
I know, I've heard there's a single.
I just want like a little like Stars Are Blind moment.
That is the best song of all time.
Well, think about it. Like, I don't want to be like a full on pop star, but we will always think about that song.
There's
so
nothing more special than that song.
Even though the guys.
Just
are
one
crazy.
Song for the gay people.
It doesn't mean anything.
Can you share the title or is it secret?
Secret.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then I really feel like just having one song that I could sing at like Pride festivals would be very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Housewife track.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then back to comedy, I think like I want to make sure I'm not like trying to go too fast with it. I just want to like go back to opening for people and really like falling back in love with it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I feel like Pat, you were saying you feel like you don't turn your jokes over fast enough, but I'm like, I have no problem milking my shit for years until it's right.
But I think it's like, because there's no like container for them as like. Well, it's like, of course, I'm having new stuff and my hour is always changing, but like, there's never been an hour that's been recorded. But
no. Do you feel like you can't make a joke on a stage, video it, put it on TikTok, and ever say it again?
I don't know. I don't think I don't feel like that, but I'm like, I already know that, like, because I think our audience is so niche and like, I know it's like most in LA, it feels a little bit different. But, like, especially when I was doing I did my hour twice in July in New York and then again in November. And in November, I was like, I know these are 85% the same people. And I already, like, when I'm about to say a joke that I know I've done in New York, like, very recently, I'm like, these people know the punchline.
I think they love it, though. I think if it's a good joke that, like, they're going to be so excited that they're in the know. And then they're kind of like looking around the room like, oh, she didn't know it. That's funny.
Yeah. I have to pretend that everyone has brought a friend that's never seen me and they want me to do my old stuff so the friend can appreciate
and
it.
And just from what I've gathered, I'm pretty sure you can still like post it all. And then just until you have like a special, special, special.
Yeah.
Then you can't.
Totally.
I want to make you the next big TikToker.
Oh my God, make me
it.
What if that was what we did?
Make me it. Make me
it. That sounds so, like, if I could use all of this trauma and take everything that I learned about the trans experience and make Pat the next big TikToker.
Yeah, that's the big purpose. It's not for the trans community. It's for me to grow my following.
It is.
Yeah.
You need to wear cute shirts that show off your muscles.
Yes, baby.
But wait. Oh, so just to close the loop. So I've left this watch at this man's space. I kind of thought he would reach out. And so he hasn't we messaged about the watch, like he sent the watch. And then when he was doing, and then I hadn't heard from him in a few days. And like, so I, you know, and the stakes are so low. So to make a joke, I was like, did you style any of the models in your sportswear company shoot in my Timex? And then we kind of like joked about that. And he ended in this like compliment, but then like that was now a few days ago.
And you don't have the watch still?
I don't have the watch still. I'm gonna follow.
Should I like voice note him right now and just be like, hey, this is still Mulvaney wondering if we could coordinate pickup time for the watch?
Yeah. That would be perfect.
You're like, can you check in with my team? Hey.
Yeah. I'd be like, happy to send like an Uber carrier. Is it courier?
I don't know. That's
what courier?
Courier.
I think it might be like tomato tomato.
Yeah. Mm.
Can I ask you, so have you been thinking about this person?
Only sexually. Not like, great. Oh, I need to, but like.
When someone's good for sex, that's beautiful. I had a sex dream about Man of the Hour, Travis Kelce.
Oh, did you?
Ooh. And it was sort of a family stone. You'll understand what I mean. It's like, it wasn't even a sex dream as much as it was a scenario dream in which I was family stoning, aka like dating Travis Kelce's brother. But then I saw Travis Kelce at the dinner table and I was like, I actually want that.
Wow.
One.
Does he have a brother?
I wrap my legs famously. Around him like a insect.
Yeah.
That's I was like, that's what sex is in this particular dream.
It also like, that's the best part of anything.
Yes.
Wrapping your legs around like an insect.
I know. I love being wrapped.
Until oh, like the straight wrapped. Guy tells yeah. you that you're strong.
If someone told me I was strong in bed, no.
But I don't like to be told I'm strong emotionally, let alone physically. I was not.
I like to be told I'm strong. You know, I'm in a bulk right now. I'm eating so much.
Well. You look strong. You like that?
I do like that. Okay, thank you. Cool. I do like that.
Yeah, you're strong.
You like strong?
I like strong, yeah.
You're looking unbelievable.
I want to, I'm eating more than I've ever eaten in my life. Yeah, I already was, and I've upped it even more because, like, I'm going to be in a bulk for like a few months.
Were you someone that always had a tough, like trying to?
No. Opposite. But I like, because of that, then became disordered.
Mm.
And so.
We're really disordered here.
But.
In a really special way.
I think
what's your favorite food?
Oh my God, pizza. Well, I famously don't eat fruits or vegetables.
Oh my God, I love that.
Oh my God,
so
amazing.
I eat, like today I had I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch today, a Diet Coke, not a sip of
regular
water
milk.
Until right there. Regular milk, lactose free.
Okay.
And last night I think I had like Starburst for dinner.
Oh my God. What's your favorite colors?
Pink.
Of course.
I get the only pink bag.
Oh,
the 50 pounder.
They made that for you.
It's a little tongue in cheek when they did that because they knew it was all of our favorites. But if you really know that, then you need to just take out orange and yellow.
Orange, get rid of orange. I like yellow, though.
I like yellow.
You like yellow?
But yellow and pink is cute together.
I love smushing them together and pretending it's one piece.
Oh.
That might be my favorite. No, my
those
favorite
are
color
cute
is
colors.
Blue.
I'm into green colors. Right now.
You're green.
What shade? Yep.
I did ayahuasca. And
really?
Did you learn anything?
I've never talked about that anywhere before, but this is the only thing I'll say about it. It's in the book. But I
teaser.
Will say that like I saw this like electric green dress while I was like on it.
Wow.
And it changed like that now is like burned in my mind.
It changed your
Can
relationship
I,
to electric.
When you say
green?
Electric, are we talking Kelly or are you talking lime?
I'm talking like lime.
Fabulous.
Which is like very not me usually.
Is the book titled and is the title public?
No.
Oh, I need to know.
But it's titled.
Because I live for a title.
Oh, but it's like a little on the nose. But like, okay, yeah. Love you.
Oh.
Okay, talk to you later.
I'm kind of guessing in my head.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Then, what were we talking about?
Our favorite
electric
colors.
Green.
Our
electric
favorite
green.
Colors are our favorite
Oh, and
foods.
I like Tiffany Blue. I love
Tiffany Blue Special. Tiffany Blue is special.
Tiffany Blue
is Robin Robin's egg.
It makes me feel, it's virginal. It's
so
rich.
Pure. It's springtime.
Yep. Yeah.
Favorite season. This is new wrap up.
Oh, summer. I want to feel hot. I want to feel sticky. I want popsicles. And
not
I want
here.
A
I couldn't. I had the worst summer of my life. And I
You're not from San Diego.
I'm not
from
San
Diego. We're not
from
San
Diego. And
you know what? I'm not even close.
You know what? I won't even address those allegations because they're insane.
Worst summer of your life?
You're not from San Diego and you're not even close.
Worst summer of your life?
Worst summer of my life in a way that I think will affect like how I view summer forever.
This Same. Past one.
But the best thing about it that I could always be like, wow, like God gives you gifts. It's the summer that Cruel Summer came out.
What Wait. Wrecked your summer?
Just like literally multiple arenas. Like just every little arena was like kind of in collapse.
Was on fire.
And then I kind of freaked arenas. Out in this way that where I felt so detached from myself and like had this real moment of like, I don't know exactly who I it was. The scariest part was just my internal world had felt so different than it had ever felt. And I didn't know if I would ever feel normal again.
And then you didn't walk outside and feel hotness on your face?
No, I walked outside and felt a deep fear in my bones of existing.
Worst summer of my life, I looked unbelievably beautiful.
I hate being hot. You like being hot?
I love do you want to know what I sleep in? 83 degrees.
Do you know what I sleep in?
83 degrees.
Look at me. What you want to know? You know what I set my thermostat for at night? 63.
We're not.
20 degrees. And guess what I do?
73. No.
Goldilocks.
Oh my God.
In this room.
That's what I honestly think more than the trans thing, it's going to be the temperature thing, trying to find someone that like is really comfortable
literally.
With me.
I need to be
you're
so
gonna,
cold.
Whoever sleeps with 83 degrees, I'm ready for you.
And whoever
what
sleeps
do you, what do you sleep in the nude?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, no, so I liked it to be as cold as possible on the outside. And then my goal, my role in all of that is to, in spite of it all, try to become warm.
I know. It is a noble quest.
Yeah.
I still have like 3 duvets and all of the things.
But so I sweat too much.
I don't. I think it's estrogen. You should try some.
You know, I do think I'm going through like almost a second, like my facial hair is growing in quick. I'm going through like a second puberty.
Well, does happen.
No, I literally did on Tower of Terror. I went through puberty. Yeah.
We're all going through it in different ways. I am fighting mine to the death trying to get rid of this damn facial hair.
It is crazy. You're looking unbelievably gorgeous.
Thank you. You're so pretty.
Thank you. I got a new face.
This is what I wanted to ask you off camera, but I stayed with the pod. How long have you been blonde?
Oh wow. What a fucking full circle.
Because the blonde with that color.
Oh my God. That's why I love summer. I was so sad. Saddest I've ever been. This was like this past probably June, Pride month of all months.
Wow.
And then I put on a blonde wig for the Tonys. Uh-huh. Fixed everything. Wow.
Really?
Yes.
And just like that.
What'd you wear? Tonys?
Christian Siriano, like gorgeous, like kind of like see-through meshy gown. Oh. But then actually like took the wig off and got so sad, went to Peru, did ayahuasca, came back the next day. Went blonde, but I was doing a what's it called? When you dye all of it at the same time.
Bleach and tone,
bitches. I was a bleach and tone girl for like a hot 4 months. The grow out is insane because my hair is so dark. And then I also found out like actress girlies aren't really doing the bleach and tones. And so I was like, well, I'm trying to be an actress. Like
Why are actresses doing bleach and tone? And I don't know what that
is. It's just very, very edgy. Like, if you're going to bleach and tone and be an actress, you need to be very serious. You need to be very smoking cigarettes. You need to be very, very
because
it's on
like
top
a, like
of it.
A white blonde.
Wow. Yeah, it's harsh. It's a harshness. Yeah.
Wow. And Surgeon General is warning if you go bleach and tone, you gotta smoke cigarettes.
Now we are doing the highlights where the grow out's a little bit bigger. It's getting a little bit more Reese Witherspoon. And
it's Girl Next Door.
Thank you.
It's giving Jenny kind of from Gossip.
Oh, Little J. Well, she had her period of time too. That was like she went through it on that show.
Yeah. Well, do you know that I recently saw something that I can't tell if it's AI or not. It must be AI, but it was like a video of like Taylor Momsen walking out of like a space and being like accosted by paparazzi, and then she does literal parkour through a parking lot to get away from them.
No. Do they have AI or real? Send it to me. Okay, she's still blonde.
She is blonde, but it wasn't in current day. I think it was like in her heyday.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
No, it's not like.
Do it in summer. It'll change.
Well, I am getting some grays, you know.
I like it.
You could do like a bleached moment, I think.
You know, I've never dyed my hair.
That's also really weird to me.
I know, but so soft.
It's really healthy, but I want you to just
Oh, I want to go blonde. I do want to go blonde. I wore a blonde wig when I did your favorite TV show, High Maintenance.
Yeah.
And it looked so good on me. But wait,
how did you take it off and not dye it?
She wasn't on ayahuasca.
I didn't go to Peru. What was I going to ask you? Did you know there's a Sephora at Disneyland?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
They've got everything.
What if we kiss at the Sephora in Disneyland?
Can I tell you this? I'm never going there again.
Never? Have you been to Disney World?
Yeah, when I was 7. My mom said we could never go back.
Why?
She got nauseous.
Wow. From the turkey legs?
Yeah, she had too many turkey legs.
Did you have someone taking through like all the?
Oh yeah,
the
it was actually lines? Divine. It was
yeah,
divine.
That's bougie.
But keep going. What were you saying?
I think that this summer, if we just did like a Paris Fashion Week, we all were blonde.
Yeah,
actual blondes, no wigs.
Yes,
and then we went to Disneyland Paris. Things would change.
Wait, how should I get huge on TikTok? Do my stand up pits? You think? Or, like, should I do front facing?
Help us.
We have to do both, but yeah. I do want to keep you a little bit heightened. I want to keep the mystery alive a little bit because we're pushing it with this already.
Yeah, elevated.
And so we did. Well, I will say the Seek Treatment, like, videos are going to be amazing on there.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think
very fun.
Thank you. Need to get on that.
Yeah.
And then for you, I want to see a few more outfits of the day.
I know, but I don't have any outfits.
Ready with me. Yeah. I want
to
see.
This to me is like dressed up. Like, this is like.
What about like
Dylan's
some transition video? Like,
they're so difficult. Shimmer. I mean, maybe you did it at the beginning. I assume you don't. How do you know how to edit your videos?
I do all of them myself.
No.
Because
what device?
That I like start, I just talk to the camera and then I hit end. I don't know how to do any of the crazy stuff.
You don't do the cookie?
Well, I'll do like a like hand over the camera, pull back. I look fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. So
10 people made me do that.
Though, even those are hard. Or when they jump and they're in a different outfit, I think that's so special.
Did you see I tried to do a Get Ready With Me?
I haven't seen it.
It's in a literal pitch black bathroom in Portland. And I'm like, hey, guys, dropping everything. It looks like absolute shit. It's 7 minutes long. It's like, I'm like, of course, this isn't going viral. Yeah. It's a disaster.
Well, now I'll show that on my TikTok for you.
Yeah,
this Christian.
Get ready with me. The algorithm. 7 minutes.
This Christian influencer I follow as a joke. Like, she used to be like.
What if she's watching this, though, right now?
Then she would never.
She would never. Too much sin.
She's too much sin is involved. And she would, she never kissed her husband till her wedding. But she said, like, actually isn't in scripture, but it just was their choice. But scripture leaves it open to interpretation if you do choose to kiss your husband before your wedding. But now all her videos were like, how to wear makeup in a godly way. And
let's stitch it.
And now
you're looking at it. No fake lashes.
But now she's married to this guy whose name is Dave, D-A-V, with like a little line over the A. And now she's changed her whole brand to being a sex influencer, but it's like sex like within marriage as a Christian. And no one engages with any of her stuff. No.
Except for you.
But she did like a get ready. She was doing like a, you know, like a I'm doing my makeup and talk. She didn't call it a get ready with me video, but you can tell she just watched TikToks where people are doing their makeup while they talk to the camera. But she kept forgetting that, like, she just was clearly like, she wasn't actually getting ready for anything. And then she would remember like every like 45 seconds and she would like, go like that with a blush thing.
I connect with that. Wait, what was I going to ask you? Oh my God.
Fashion, religion, blonde, summer, it'll
come
Disney.
If it's important, it'll come to me. Now let's ask crush of the week. Does anyone have a crush of the week? My relationship with Disneyland is fraught and I know I've been rude about it, but it is ultimately a crush because they have free tampons in the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Shout out. Feminist utopia.
Wow.
I don't know. I feel weird and wacky and wonderful.
I wonder why.
Who's your crush of the week?
I have two. My first crush of the week is anyone watching this that would want me to say their name right now. Because I like want to love someone who loves me.
Uh-huh.
And aww. Then my other crush is Kristen Stewart because every single thing was working against me, I swear to God. Sundance. She has two movies there. I already had two different opportunities.
Oh.
And I find myself at like the pre and post receptions for both of her movies. Didn't see her once, but did see her movie Love Lies Bleeding, A24.
Oh, really?
So hot. And what's really weird is Twilight. So my three favorite things, Twilight, cheer on Netflix, seek treatment. But Twilight being number one, I was always Team Edward, but now I'm weirdly like Team Bella. Like totally. I would want to kiss Bella or both of them. And I think that like Kristen Stewart right now feels fresh. I think she's in a relationship, but like
she is so hot.
She's so hot.
I'm not attracted to her.
And she's so talented. Every movie she does, I'm just
don't
like,
listen
yeah.
to him.
Kristen, don't worry.
I can't have you ruin this for me. That's what's weird.
But Robert Pattinson really, you know that in high school I got a signed picture of him gifted to me.
Really?
I love him.
I saw him at Sunset Tower once. Took me everything in me not to go out there.
You could have.
No, I wanted to make it sacred.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm very big on like, you meet someone when you're meant to meet them.
Oh, yeah.
One could argue that running into someone in Sunset Tower is when you're meant to meet them.
Yeah, one could argue that.
But it's giving fan energy and not girlfriend.
I see what you mean.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? Mm-hmm.
That's I like saw I would him be once so... at the Bowery Hotel and I ran away.
Oh, you guys are really going to the right hotel.
Different than the one you're, like the signing picture.
What do you mean?
He didn't sign your photo that you got that same time?
Someone gave me a signed
photo. Oh, okay. Like, so you weren't chasing him at the Bowery Hotel?
I would never chase him.
Okay.
No, this was like my friend's mom literally knew I was obsessed with him and gave me like a signed picture of him, which is
That's
very sweet.
Really sweet.
I ate three of these things, by the way.
I love moms.
Yeah.
Did you just eat three?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be a mom?
Oh, I do. And that's a very controversial take.
Why?
But because I think like people... Like, the idea of, like, a trans mother is, like, very taboo at the moment. But I think that that will help kind of connect the idea of womanhood, of, like, what it can look like and who gets to be a mom. Because I think motherhood is so linked to womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone, if, you know, that's the journey that you want to go on, then you should be able to. I think it'd be a really fun parent.
100%.
Stage in the backyard.
La, 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 la,
dance
every day.
Dance competitions.
Dance
oh
mom.
My God. Dance mom.
That's beautiful. So you have two crushes. You had your crushes. And then do you guys feel hot today?
I do feel hot today.
Yeah?
I didn't feel hot yesterday.
Hmm.
But we weren't recording yesterday.
Lucky us.
I do feel hot today.
Whenever I hear the word lucky, you know what I think? Luckily.
What's that from?
It's from Legally Blonde. And she goes... My lucky scrunchie helped me pass Spanish. And she's like, you passed Spanish because you gave the professor a lap dance. Yeah, luckily.
Oh, yeah. Well, that reminds
me of... It's such a good line.
That
I wish
good.
I wrote that dialogue.
Was good.
Yeah.
That reminds me of in 2019 when you had a dinner party and someone down the table mentioned the movie.
That was 2021.
Legally. That was 2021.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde. And you looked up from your plane and yelled down the table, so good.
Best movie.
What is your sign?
Capricorn.
Wow. Oh. So it's coming up.
Oh, no. December 29th.
Oh,
27.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
So young.
And I feel hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look great.
You just turned 27.
Well, and I'm not wearing any I am wearing mascara. And I usually wear fake lashes.
I see.
I'm realizing less makeup actually makes me feel less hot or more hot.
Totally. And do you have a favorite lash brand?
Oh, fuck. I'm loving, I love anything tubed. I love a tubed mascara.
Yeah, of course.
They come off so, you ever?
I don't know. Should I try that?
You know what that is?
I've heard about it.
Okay.
I feel like it's the main kind. No.
No.
Oh, really?
So tubing
what
mascara.
What brand?
There's Hourglass. There's Half Magic. There's a few different great ones. It's basically, it coats your lash, but then it creates like a tube effect. So it comes right off. Like if you're wearing mascara every day, especially waterproof, that is going to be bad for your lashes.
I know. I'm kind of bad at taking my makeup off.
But if you're going to cry that day, don't wear it.
You never know with me.
And
also, I try and buy as much drugstore makeup as possible just because I'm like, it's the same.
Yeah. You're the Bethany jumped out.
I have stuff for you at my house.
I'm coming to your cabin in the woods.
But you live in?
Yeah. And they've got a lot of cabinets full with mascara.
I'm coming.
I can't wait.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This is heaven.
Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing your life with us.
Yeah.
I love being bad with you. Like, this is so off-brand. Like, this entire conversation.
Are we
so
naughty?
Thank God my team is not here.
Really? Would they be censoring you?
No, I just think that, like, you know, I've been a good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I needed you
And do you want to, like, express yourself more and be more, like...
But the Dylan Harlot came out tonight.
Yes, this is Dylan the Harlot. Probably will change it right after, unless somebody else took it. And... Yeah, it feels so good. I'm kind of weird, and it feels so nice to, like, be that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem amazing.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see your show and, like, what you...
I know.
Singing.
I can't wait to see what your act... Yeah, what your act...
I can't wait to hear your single.
Oh, my God.
Even though the lies away, even though the stars are blind.
Oh, my God.
One day we'll do a duet.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Imagine it, friend.
I watched her... I will say, like, I was at the Miley Dolly New Year's ball drop going into 2023.
Shout out.
And, like, Paris came out and sang it. And I didn't know Paris was going to be there. I certainly didn't know she was going to do a duet of Stars Are Blind with Miley. And it just, like, I've never left my body in that specific way. Like, as I did when I was
special.
There hearing Paris sing Stars Are Blind. Like, it was really special.
That's so gay. Now, I just had this crazy flash because I can't believe, like I could just ask you right now.
What?
You know, you're like, events, I want to go to events. The way that it needs to be a TikTok audio that we can fucking use when...
How do I do that?
Oh, my God.
Will you help me with TikTok?
Yes, but the whole thing is, like, I'm always, like, out the door somewhere, like, and I'm going to 1,000 things, and I want to be like... Here's my outfit.
If you use my song, I would be blissed.
But then the other question I had, so are all your songs on Spotify?
I can only put some of the songs on Spotify because Netflix, like, owns those songs.
So we can't listen to them anywhere else unless we watch?
Yeah, but I don't know if that lasts forever. I have to check.
Okay,
nothing lasts forever.
It's really sad when I'm driving over here,
listen
to everything.
Okay, I guess, like, I must have posted a clip of the event song on my TikTok. But no one sampled the audio.
Except now
Until now.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to do an event song so you can sample my audio.
Yeah. Do you sing?
No, God, no.
Yes, you do.
So I did have, like, my two friends at the gym, this couple. I told them I had a show. They were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I have shows this week. And they were like, oh, you're a singer. But it's just funny because I would hear me talk and be like, oh, that's not a person who's a singer.
Anyone's a singer.
I think you're a singer.
Anyone can whistle.
I could never.
Broadway.
I like can't even hear different notes of songs.
It's true.
Is that why you moved to LA?
Uh huh. Because I didn't want to be on Broadway.
Are you gonna stay here?
I'm gonna stay here like until I would move back to New York when I like if I feel like I'd really made a lot of money and could live in a space that like I really wanted to live. Mm. I wouldn't even take that
I
much
really
money.
Want so much money.
Or when I had a certain career cachet that I could be like, I want to do a writer's room, but it's going to be in New York. You know what I mean?
I'd rather be unemployed here.
Yeah.
Opposite.
I want to take you to line dancing still.
Oh, wait,
clear one?
Yeah.
That's one of those things that when you're going to LA, people are like, you should do the queer line dancing.
Can we go tomorrow night?
I would go.
I can't go tomorrow.
Maybe we go.
Y'all should go. I just got the most fabulous red cowgirl boots. They're not with me. It's hard to bring all your boots everywhere.
So heavy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Gotta wear them on the plane.
I got my shoes.
And you'll look really fun in the airport.
That is a crazy thing to wear on
this outfit with red cowboy boots.
This hat with red cowboy boots is immediately a runaway.
The men just
remember when you wore boots to Six Flags?
Do you like Six Flags?
Love roller coasters.
It's my favorite thing in the entire world. No one ever goes with me.
We went. Oh my god, we have to go. Yes, I've never. So we went to the one in New Jersey like 4 years ago.
And
this
is
different.
I wore Stuart Weitzman knee high white
because it was like a last minute call. We were driving home from a show in Philly.
We were like, should we go to Six? That was
driving home from a show.
Wait, we did shows in Philly and stayed at this Airbnb, and then we were driving back to New York, and we went to Six Flags,
and it was Fright Fest.
With Catherine's current and my two exes ago.
It was so major.
Yeah.
But we got to go to Magic Mountain.
I would love to.
What's really Magic crazy.
Mountain? I just said to Catherine, I need to go back to Six Flags because we didn't pay for the thing that's like you get to go on. So we spent,
we got to get the gold fast pass.
We were there for 12 hours. We went on three rides.
Yeah.
In line.
Us with our boyfriends.
Nope. I mean, fun to talk in the line, but
we talked about my main memory of what we discussed is human pups.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about
human pups. We could never imagine you playing. What's the game?
Oh, you ever do
that
one?
What's that?
Never on a
heads
line.
Up. Never thought that was. It's off brand for Seek Treatment.
I
never played. It's like it shows
heads
a celebrity.
Up, heads up.
Heads up. And you're like, oh, she's in Family Stone. Oh, she's in Sex and the City.
You don't know.
Oh my
what
God.
Are you talking about?
Okay. You not knowing that heads up, let alone not playing it in the Disneyland line, the most on brand thing I've ever seen for Catcall in my entire life.
You're not a
games
person.
I hate games.
Are you a games person? I want to do like a game night. I want to have a game night.
Girls.
We got things to do. We got rides to ride. We got cowboy
tonight?
Boots to dance. What?
What's everyone doing tonight?
I think we're going to Sia's house right now.
Oh my god, Tim!
What?
She has a petting zoo.
Oh my god.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Honey, I wish I knew.
Do you think we're the biggest losers on planet Earth?
No, I would actually, but if you were like, no, like, you're actually going to go have chips with us, I would go eat the chips instead.
I
Sia's house.
What are you doing?
I have a show that's one of those shows that I'm like, why did I say
not
yes to it?
No, what?
I have a show that's one of those shows that I'm like, why did I say yes to it?
Because you're a talent.
But it's not like stand-up even. It's like, sometimes people have ideas for shows that they don't want you to be in. And you don't even get to do your stand-up.
Do you know what you're going to do in it?
I've been sent a script.
Oh.
This is worse than I thought. Doctor.
I love everyone involved. I'm so grateful to be cast in the production. But it's just, you know, it could have stayed
home. I'm
going
to go to Target and then go to my friend's house.
What's at Target for you?
More
diapers.
No, literally, I was like, I need to buy a bunch of big underwear because I don't normally wear underwear.
How big are we talking?
Big enough to hold a big pad. I'm sorry, I'm not like the kind of girl who's always like, my fucking period. But when you haven't had one in years, it feels quite intense.
I'm sure.
So you don't do granny panties usually?
I don't wear any panties.
Oh, I only have one pair of granny panties. Wore them today because I knew I was going to
Well, when you're that panty, Seek Treatment.
You can literally borrow these. I'm out the door.
You haven't taken those off. Sears?
I don't need those.
it's just nothing.
The petting
zoo. A thong under the granny panty, though, for me right now.
For real?
Yeah.
What's at the petting zoo?
Wish I knew. It's everyone's supposed to wear red.
Wait, what? Okay, who's gonna be there?
Yeah, who's gonna be there?
Lance Bass, probably.
Are you gonna be in that video? It's like, I'm unstoppable.
I was at one of those.
Oh my god,
that's beautiful.
I want to go to Sia's house.
Yeah, definitely tell her about us.
Sia's Magic Mountain.
Will you bring
queer line
us
dancing?
Up.
Queer line dancing.
Bring us up at Sia's.
Yeah. When do you leave LA?
Tuesday.
No. I hate that.
I know. Yeah.
That's so lame.
So lame.
It's, I know.
It's really hard to be your friend after a week.
I know. It's really bizarre. But I'm coming back for maybe April, May.
Okay, cool. So you're
I have to go. I have shows in D.C. and Boston. And I'm randomly going to Vancouver. Have you been there?
No.
I went there a year ago.
Good TV film scene.
Yeah. There's a festival.
Oh.
I'm unstoppable. That's cool.
Remember the romance in Vancouver?
Oh, wait.
Canadian,
but he had been at one of our shows. I know what you're talking about. He was visually impaired.
Do you have dual citizenship?
No.
We should.
We should.
Actually, that's more important for me right now. Just like in the state of our country, yeah. I have to be with a Canadian or someone from London.
Let's all move to London.
I also have a crush in London.
You do?
Made out with a guy in London once.
Do you still have the number?
No, but like he DM'd me happy birthday this year. But sometimes I think he might have a boyfriend now. But also, he's like 30, 31. And it's too young for me.
Why are you against young people?
I'm just...
You said you were against young people.
Well, yeah, but I'm young.
No,
but like...
I can't be the older that someone
sees.
No.
Okay.
I always connect like...
with an older guy for some reason.
And this one's younger.
Yeah, but
there's other older British Euro, people, but I'm he's pretty Euro. Sure.
It's not even like oh a rich God. Thing. Like, I don't, it's not like I'm like, I just want to be a sugar baby.
I forgot. This is what we need to manifest that we were talking about when we met. We were doing Chicago.
Oh, the musical.
We're doing Chicago the musical. This we'll do West End or Broadway.
This is actually a really good like little, hey, we're talking social media here.
Yeah.
So there's like right now in the clip, it's us going, which one do you think we should be, Velma or Roxy?
Yeah, sound off in the comments.
Yes, I think Roxy for yourself.
Oh, I think people would assume, well, obviously you're a Roxy, you're a Velma, because I have brown hair, you have blonde.
Oh.
But I think, bait and switch.
Wig.
I want to go. He loves me so, that funny honey of mine. I think I maybe could do Roxy, maybe you could do Velma.
Come on,
bring that
babe.
Fire.
Why don't we?
And okay. I just want to be a random jail girl.
Oh, no, you're for
yeah,
sure
you
like.
You could be Pop Squish.
Yeah.
Do you want to be Cicero or Lipschitz?
Yeah, I want to be Lipschitz because it's from Rugrats.
Oh, wait, isn't that. What's the main guy's name? Is Billy Flynn, right?
Yes.
Could you imagine if you were Billy Flynn and then it was the two of us?
I haven't seen Chicago.
We sell
so
out
long.
Like 34% of the theater every single week.
The 30 truths.
But
are in the
I
front.
Was thinking maybe you dye your hair blonde for the role to show how 100%. Much you care.
Do you still love Broadway where you'll like go to New York to keep up at Broadway?
I would rather be on the cover of Playbill than on Vogue.
Yeah.
Love. I listen. I look at
That's
everything.
So beautiful.
I know who's in everything.
Yeah.
You're in the know.
Yeah, are you?
No, I saw Sweeney Todd this summer.
Oh.
Yeah.
My brother saw that last night.
It's dark. My friend. Oh, yeah. Joe Locke is in that now.
Shout out.
From Heartstopper. Did you
know
watch
my brother?
That?
You know my brother's Broadway.
Really?
This is the most exciting story. I'm so proud of him. He was understudying the lead in the off-Broadway production of
I
Can Get It For You Wholesale. He was understudying Santino Fontana.
Recent,
this past winter. And in the last week of performances, he's never gone on. Last week of performances, 10 minutes left of the show. The stage manager is like, Billy, come. Time to get dressed. No warm-up, nothing. Does the emotional peak of the performance. Absolutely crushes it. I've never been so emotional, so proud of him. He's so talented.
Wow, Billy.
But now he's on Broadway?
Name I have to remember?
Not yet, but he's Broadway.
So everyone in your family just so talented?
Thank you. Just me and my brother are actors.
She has one other brother.
There's another
so
one.
Mean.
One other. Well, he's not an actor.
Is that one bisexual?
He's very talented. They're both straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
You start thinking for me, though.
100p.
Okay, cool.
I posted me with a girl on like a few days ago, and one of Catherine's youngest brother.
Oh, God.
DM'd, responded, and said, so fucking hot.
I don't like that.
To you and a girl?
Like, about the girl.
He thinks the girl.
Oh.
He thinks the girl. Or sometimes he'll like say things like about certain friends of mine. I'm like,
he's your straighter brother for sure. No offense yeah, to the
agree,
gay. No offense
agree.
To the gay one.
He can objectify me.
Agree. Yeah. I'm like, you can objectify, just don't say it to me.
No.
And don't say it to my gay friend.
That is kind of a weird touchy thing. Or, oh, this is another tea. So I at Sundance there was
another
like,
tea.
A guy that I was like there was a guy and he like ended up in my story and I thought he was really cute. We started following each other. And then his sister apparently was like, that's my brother, like a girl I know. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'm not allowed to like him anymore.
Oh, no, you
oh, no,
are.
I always encourage my friends to date my brothers. I'm like, I want you in the family. Let's get it going.
Okay, yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Do you enjoy being at Sundance?
I loved it.
We'll go, Pop.
Exhausting.
I went there four years ago.
One day I'll go, Catherine.
I went there, and guess what? Someone from Portlandia was rude to me there.
Okay, I'm obsessed. We've now talked about that in every episode we've ever done. Shut up.
You also have really inspired me to, like, I am so scared to say anything, like, this person, and you really have taught me how to be like very
how
real.
To make enemies.
Well,
yeah,
I think it's very powerful because
strangers to lovers to enemies.
What's that from?
Renee Rapp.
Oh, I don't know, but wait, want to hear something like this? I almost had to walk off stage at the improv the other night because a girl in the front row looked so much like Renee Rapp that it was actually so dissonant and like distracting.
Maybe it was her.
No, because I stopped the show and I said, I'm sorry. I was literally in the middle of my really long bit and I had to stop the entire bit and be like, I'm sorry. You look so much like Renee Rapp. It's distracting and you have to leave the show.
She's so beautiful.
She did it. But yeah, of course she took it as a huge compliment.
Yeah, she's so hot. God bless.
She was like, I get that all the time. My coworker DM'd me it. And I was like, that's
my
weird.
My coworker DM'd it. Wait, I feel like we have to wrap up, but I have one more thing to say. I can't imagine it not being part of the episode.
Has to get in.
Oh, I just think there's a difference. Just like, being like honest about people how they treat you. I don't know. But there's like people brushing me off or being rude. But when someone's actually rude or actually hurts you, it's like Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
And they know, and you know who you are.
Yeah. yeah.
So easy to be nice. That's yeah. all I'll say about
I
that.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Feels like more difficult.
Well, smart people are nice. And when you're cruel, it's because you're being sort of like short-sighted. I'm in such a raw state right now. Okay, well, thank you so much. I feel like we should wrap it.
Yeah.
Time of my life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, it felt like 1 minute. I feel like we didn't scratch the surface.
I can't even look at the clock. I don't know if I'm going to see us or not. Dylan has
screaming because we only got 1 minute of content with you.
Ooh.
Love you so much.
That's all TikTok needs to be.
I know.
That's our lesson for today. God bless.
Oh my God. Are you mad at me?
Oh my God. No, are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
No.
Are you mad at me that I didn't dress up?
It made me less mad. It made me like you more.
Thank you. Wow. Love it. Yeah. All right, love y'all.
Love y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Spindrift.
Spindrift, we're still.
First God water bless. Of the week.
Okay. Hey, bitch. Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.